What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Final hour of this show. Amy Marks Corr is Chris Ranji. Good to have you with us today. And at 11 o'clock every Monday, we talk to independent news creator, political commentator, and author of the daily newsletter, So What? It is Chris Saliza, who joins the show talking national politics with us every Monday. How's it going, Chris?
Hello, all. From a Starbucks in hot downtown Washington, D.C.
You're at a Starbucks in Washington, D.C.?
That is confirmed.
Oh, okay. Are you? Well, I love a good Starbucks.
I mean, it's air conditioned, which is the most important thing right now in D.C.
Hey Chris, we're going to do this real quick. We're going to see if we can get a better connection with you.
Okay.
Yeah, is that cool?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll put you on hold real quick. See if we get a better connection, and then we will we'll start our conversation.
Yes.
It's a little difficult to hear him in the coffee shop.
But it sounded less like a coffee shop issue than a phone issue because it sounded like the coffee shop was underwater.
Well, it sounded bustling.
It was bustling. But Starbucks is always bustling.
It really is. Like every Starbucks you ever go to is always a lot of people in there. Doesn't matter what time of day.
Yeah, I still like Starbucks. I get a lot of grief from coffee snob friends for liking Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
I like kind of the bitter flavor of it. It's good.
You know,
it's
I don't
good coffee. I don't like their espresso as much, but I like their black coffee.
So you know
yes.
that black coffee. We've discussed this, but I should reiterate that there have been studies done that people who like black coffee only are more likely to be psychopathic.
I guess I should have said drip coffee.
Oh, I see.
Like their espresso versus their drip coffee. I like their drip coffee,
okay.
And then I add cream and sugar.
But people who like the bitter beverage.
You mean black coffee just with nothing in it?
Black straight black coffee.
Can't do it.
Yeah, apparently people are crazy who do that.
So we've
got Chris with us again here. I don't want to belabor this point too much, though, Chris. So hopefully you're not drinking black coffee at the Starbucks.
No, iced caramel macchiato. And this is how much I care about you guys.
Yeah.
It was too loud in the Starbucks, so I am standing on a street corner.
Yeah.
In the heat.
Perfect.
Those are the kind of sacrifices I'm willing to make.
Chris, what a guy.
This is incredible. This is
not all heroes wear capes, people.
What a guy. How about it?
A saggy,
sorry about that. That was weird.
Sweaty cape. No, thank you so much for standing on the hot street corner for us. I guess we'll jump into it now. Hopefully your iced coffee isn't melting too much, but their President Trump has closed a trade deal with the European Union, which was a pretty big deal because the two biggest economic powers would not want them to descend into a trade war. So it seems like this trade deal is a win for the U.S. Is that the overall takeaway?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there are, we can debate the long-term consequences of sort of holding a gun up to the head of our major trading partners and saying, you better do this or else. But the short-term consequence is it's generally working. I think the EU looked at this and they thought, well, like, do we want 30% tariffs in place for a month and we'll have this big fight and then we'll settle on 15%? Or should we just make a deal now that is not great for us but not terrible for us and move on? And I think they decided to go with the latter option, which candidly is an option that a lot of these countries are taking. Now, I could make you an argument that treating our allies this way, the sort of you better do this or else, because we're powerful and we'll make you pay for it, may not have great long-term consequences. But, you know, I think it's hard to argue with the short-term effectiveness of this strategy.
So what does, when you talk to people on the Hill, what is the overall sentiment about what the long-term is going to be here? Because it might work now, but costs are still going to go up for people. What happens, you know, and does that worsen as time goes on? How do people feel like this is going to project?
I think people don't honestly know. And I think part of that is because Trump is pretty unpredictable, right? We've had tariffs on, tariffs off, deals made, deals canceled. So it's like, I think everybody's like, oh, I don't totally know what's coming next. But then also, you know, one thing that I think is challenging is a lot of the most dire predictions from economists about what Donald Trump's policies on particularly tariff policies would do haven't come true, right? We're not in a recession. The stock market is doing quite well. So I think it's like, I think everybody is accepting, or at least should be accepting, that we don't know the answer. I think in the near term, when the tariffs do go into place on Friday with countries, you know, ones who have made deals with us and ones who won't, or haven't, you'll see an increase in revenue coming in through tariffs. I mean, I don't think there's any question. We've already seen that, and I think we're going to see more of that. Again, to me, it's like, it may well work near term. I don't know what it means in the longer term in terms of how we choose to treat our allies. Or is there a blowback from that? But, you know, honestly, I think a lot of people are like, okay, wait, we're getting more money coming in. That's good. I'm not worried about I'll worry about the long term in the long term.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Yeah, obviously, with St. Louis being, you know, the headquarters for Boeing, and this deal works out really well for the aerospace sector, for Boeing and Airbus, the Wall Street Journal said it's back to 1979 because it reinstates a decades-old tariff exemption for the aerospace sector that's going to allow for free shipment of new aircraft, new engines, and spare parts. And as far as Boeing's concerned, Airbus is concerned, they've got to be pretty happy.
Yeah, I mean, look, Amy, I think one thing we've learned, particularly when it comes to, like, corporate America, is all the talk about
well, is this good for America and our way of life, really is subsumed by, is this good for our business? So it's like, the aerospace industry is mostly focused on making money for the aerospace industry, breaking news. And I think, you know, Trump's kind of transactional nature has exposed that at some level. It's kind of like, I mean, one of the things I was most surprised by in the early days of Donald Trump, but I guess in retrospect is not terribly surprising, is the big law firms in D.C. And elsewhere who were like, okay, yeah, we'll make deals with you. We'll pay you. We'll do some legal work for you, because basically they made the calculation: being at war publicly with Donald Trump is worse and more costly than paying him off. So I think you have seen a lot of kind of, well, I got to get my own stuff happening. And so I think, yeah, it's going to be good for the airline industry. It's going to be good for other industries too. You know, we don't know sort of how long that will last, and is it as good as we think it's going to be, but it's good for them, and I think that they're happy with it.
Chris Ciliza, political commentator and author of the daily newsletter, So What? He's an independent news creator you can see on Substack, YouTube, Newsphere, also a contributor to News Nation. We're going to let you get back inside where the AC is so you don't have to stand outside in this heat. We know what you're talking about because it's 150 degrees here today.
I heard the weather report. And before I came on with you guys, and it sounds even worse there than it is here.
Absolutely. It's disgusting. So stay cool.
All right, team. See you next week.
Thank you.
Chris Ciliza with us on KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.